You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We back live 900 AM WRD 96.1 Word Radio every Friday, bringing you that greener, safer Philadelphia conversation. Today is Friday, April the 11th. We got a jam-packed show like we always do. And don't forget, you can download the Word Radio app, listen to it 365, 24/7, and to the PM in your Google Play stores and your Apple stores today. I want to jump right into it. I'm excited. We got Minority Leader Kendra Brooke, Council Member at Large, on the line with us, joining us here on Eco Word. Good morning. How are you? Welcome to Eco Word.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad to be back.
Yes, I'm glad to have you. You know, we're here talking when it comes down to these green spaces and affordable housing. I just want to jump right into it. You know, you recently released a press release talking about land banks here in the city of Philadelphia. And I just want to ask you, you know, how does this new initiative that you're pushing in the city as far as land bank, as far as helping people with affordable housing and sustainability, actually going along with what's going on right now with affordable housing for the city?
Oh, perfect. So, for years I've been working closely with the community gardeners to protect garden land that had been slated for share and sell. So, our goal has been to free the vacant lands from the prior claims and secure them for the communities to use as gardens. So, we had a special meeting on Saturday, March the 29th. The land bank completed this critical step towards that goal, and they agreed to a memorandum of understanding that will allow garden plots to be acquired by the land bank and then ultimately transferred to the communities for future generations, which was our goal. And with that, a lot of community gardens have been waiting for this for years. So these folks have been putting work in to clean up and care for vacant lots in their neighborhood, but they didn't have the money or the recognition because they did not own it. So without that support, it wasn't something that would forever belong to communities and prevent it from like development. So good.
No, I'm just going to ask you, you know, what motivates you to want to actually get involved in this kind of conversation? It's very critical, you know, when it comes down to affordable housing, but then also, you know, when people talk about community gardens and making sure that they have green spaces in the city, that's a big conversation. So I just want to know what makes you want to get involved in this conversation.
Well, I do a little bit of gardening myself, but I do know that he who owns the land, owns the wealth. So if we don't allow communities to continue to own and secure lands that they're taking care of, we'll continue to lose parts of our city and opportunities for generational wealth for communities forever. And keep in mind, some of these land that we've been fighting for have been in the hands of the community for years and abandoned. So folks have invested their time, and time is equivalent to money, into these spaces that did not belong to them. Well, technically, but
I know what you mean. You know, so when
so my so me, I just believe in putting the wealth back in the hands of community, and this was a step towards that. I met so many community gardeners in this process. Many of them were senior citizens that have been tending to these gardens for years. One person comes to mind is Miss Naomi Smith, 87 years old, and she's one of the founders of Viola Street Gardens. She's been there for 50 years. Right? Elizabeth Waring, another senior who had been gardening for years, and this summer her garden on Holler Street, they celebrated 20 years since it started. So these women want nothing more but to see their gardens preserved for their neighborhoods. So that's what this is about. It's about preserving legacy, right? And building this land, or I'm gonna say wealth, for communities in years to come, because we see how land is just being distributed around our city, and a lot of times it's not going back into the hands of the folks who have, put sweat equity into it. And that's kind of what brings me passion. And I also like the garden. I believe in the power of connecting to the land and the strength that it puts back in individuals when you get a chance to be one with soil.
For sure. What's your favorite thing to plant? You know, just so that people can get to know you a little bit more.
Well, can I just show? This is my office.
Oh, okay. You got a green space for sure.
This is my office in City Hall.
Yes.
So my yard, every year we do like tomatoes and kale and lettuce and a couple of peppers. We try it with some green beans, but I don't. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't, based on my schedule. Get pretty busy in the summer, forget the water, and it's like, oh, dang.
Because and that makes sense. I'm trying to learn my green thumb right now. I'm trying to learn my indoor green thumb. That's where I have a problem with keeping the plants indoor alive for sure. But I want to ask you this next question based on our topic today, because people are interested in getting involved. People who are, across the city want to know how they can make sure that their green spaces are also being protected. So what measures are being, enforced or being developed in order for these things to remain affordable and accessible to long-term residents?
Oh, wow, that's a tricky question, but I can give you like the timeline we went through to get to where we are today because
Please.
this work started prior to me getting here.
Okay.
Keep in mind, some of these folks have been fighting for this land 20, 30 years. I just came in and I've been committed to making this happen. So in 2022, we launched a campaign to protect community land from being sold in share sale. And I think it was 90 plus plots of land around the city that we worked with, I think it's Neighborhood Garden Trust to identify as a community garden and secure from sheriff sale. And then in 2023, I worked with former Council President Darrell Clark to secure the funding to purchase the lanes off of the 91 pieces of land that were going to be sold to a private bank. And then in 2024, we held a hearing on urban agriculture and introduced the legislation to give the land bank a priority bid. And this priority bid allowed the city to purchase tax delinquent properties to be put to use in a, for affordable gardens, I mean, sorry, for affordable housing or being preserved for community land. And then after months after this legislation was passed, the land bank still had not used the priority bid to buy these properties. So they called on a special meeting last month and are committed to moving forward with this priority bid. So you can see this has been a long time coming. So the next step is for the land bank to acquire these properties, transfer them to an organization like the Neighborhood Garden Trust that I mentioned earlier, and they can support the community members in preserving and caring for the garden. That has been the process. So,
And a mouthful for sure. And I actually want you to kind of break that down. And it may sound like a silly question, but for those who are listening, when it comes down to, because some may not know what they're doing as part of a land bank. So can you break it down, like what a land bank actually is?
wow. So a land bank is an organization that we have in place to secure land that has been abandoned or acquired by the city. And then from that point, the land bank can make a determination on how the land is dispersed. So it can go to community members, it can be sold off to developers. There are a bunch of different ways, but the land bank, the land in the land bank actually belongs to the city.
And for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Minority Leader Kendrick Brooke, Council Member at Large, and we're talking about land banks here in the city of Philadelphia. And I want to ask you because I know that there's some challenges. I know you said it's been a long time coming. We finally getting somewhere as far as having some progression in the forward direction, right? But I wanted to ask you, when it comes down to people who are on the opposite side, right? People who are saying this land is not theirs, it's owned by someone else's, or this is land that's owned by the city and I can purchase this. How do I get my hand on it? Like how are you all facing those challenges from the opposite side?
So that's not an easy question. So perfect example. There were some, when we started this, it was side gardens and side lots and community gardens. So if you have a house and next to your house is a vacant lot that you are tending to, we weren't able to get a many of those side lots in this land bank. That was a bit, so it's not like a cookie cutter thing. We were able to secure the community gardens. That mean they were tended to multiple. Sometimes there were multiple plots of land together, owned by various entities. That was very different. So if you have a lot next to your home and you are tending to it, I would suggest that you identify who the owner is of the property. My office may be able to help you look up that information to figure out who the owner is, then connect to the owner and inquire about purchasing. If you're not able to get in touch with the owner, then there are other measures to take to get to that point because you never know when you start. They call that guerrilla gardening. When you start a guerrilla garden, when your time is going to be up. But we're working to secure other measures for folks to take over, like side lots. But in this particular negotiation, we weren't able to secure side lots. So we opted to keep the community gardens and then try back later once we get through this process. And keep in mind, like, we're 5 years in and we still are working through just the garden part.
And I noticed you say you're working through it, but I wanted to just ask, for people who may want to get involved, right? Are there like any steps, criteria, qualifications that they have to have in order to say, I want to be a part of a land bank, or I want to, come to you and talk about having a land bank?
Well, the land bank is actually owned by the city. That's the city's program. Now, someone can be a community gardener and is interested in land. And then the goal is to get that land into the land bank for you to be able to purchase from the city. So that's a longer process. I would say connect the Neighborhood Garden Trust. They have been the activists on the ground doing the work, and we work very closely with them because they're the ones who bring the gardeners and the community members to us. And we were able to kind of get everyone together into a package to kind of move this piece of legislation together. But they help us find the 91 community gardens, and there were far more side lots that originally were part of the plan that we couldn't negotiate into this first conversation.
And how would you say that this initiative is actually helping to restore these communities, right? Because, like you said, in 2022, when you first started, that was a year where we've seen a hike in our gun violence here in the city of Philadelphia, right? So how would you say that going into this direction, helping with community gardens, helping people who have these side lots, how would you say it has actually helped, restore these communities and bring forth life and joy into these communities?
Well, we realize that green space definitely brings more joys, and it's statistically recognized that it reduces violence, not just gun violence, just violence in
In
general.
general.
A lot of these areas that have these community gardens, they were blighted, abandoned lots that no one was taking care of. And folks stepped in and made them places for communities to meet, as well as provide food and nourishment for neighborhoods and intergenerational learning. So we have our seniors, we have our young folks coming together. And we've seen the statistics prove that in areas where there's more green space, people are living more fulfilling lives. So we know that this works. It's our goal to make sure we're able to expand upon it and protect, primarily in communities that are at high risk for violence. And also it provides, nourishment. Like, we have the opportunity to feed many people through these gardens right in your neighborhood, right in your community.
And one thing that I actually talked about with a recent guest on the show with who was Trash Academy, who was doing the work to stop the dumping in the city. How would you say that helping with people who are creating these community gardens, creating these side lots will actually help prevent as much dumping as we see in the city? Because we also see a lot of, kickback because a lot of the dumping is also affecting the community gardens at the same time, especially the side lots.
Yeah, especially the side lots. I think usually when folks see something is maintained and taken care of, they're less likely to dump there. That's a reality. And then it also brings traffic. So when you have a community garden, there are gardeners coming in and out. A lot of times they have like days where they're selling or distributing food. That means there's more movement and a sense of community around, which is a deterrent for, dumpers.
So, when it comes down to it, though, I see what you're saying, but when it comes down to it, for people deteriorating from dumping in certain sites, it also just has a place where it becomes a collection on different corners because people don't have a direction where to put the dumping, right? So when it comes down to just vacant lots, right, not necessarily directed to the gardens or directed to the sidelights, but just vacant lots in general, how can we make sure that as we're gathering the vacant lots to create spaces for people to be able to buy them back from the city, that they're not getting terrorized or not creating more chaos as they're still vacant currently?
Oh, that's a good question. I would, if you have a vacant lot in your area, I that's where like the community comes in. You have to keep, close watch on it. I know when they do dump, you have to call 311. I know firsthand, my daughter has a vacant lot near her house, and literally she calls 911 every Monday. Not 911, 311 every Monday in preparation, because someone's going to dump. And actually, what we've did in front of her house is also did some planning along the side where people usually dump. And when our plants are thriving, it's less dumping.
I agree with you on that for
So in the
sure.
winter months, when it's not as green, it's like they're definitely going to dump. But I think, it's a collective measure. Please call 311 if you have a dumping problem. You can put it on like a frequent list where they know that certain areas people dump all the time. But if you see it, you have to report it.
And one thing that I wanted to ask you too, and I'm not sure if you know the answer to this question, but with some of these community gardens is actually helping with, the food deserts that we're looking to, create or create solutions for, right? As we are talking about things like this on Eco Word. So when it comes down to these vacant lots, are there anything that we are like, or I should say these community gardens, my apologies. Is there anything that's implemented in these land banks, as far as conversation, as far as saying you have to help put back into the community with making sure you supply them with food and things that's on the demand of what the community needs?
In my experience, most of these community gardens give food away. In my experience, the majority of the community gardens that I've been a part of, they do give a lot of their food away to the community. Some of them have like days where they might be selling it, but it's still pretty inexpensive.
And, one of my last questions, because we got about 3 minutes left before we wrap up. Again, I appreciate you joining us here on Eco Word. Again, every Friday we got a jam-packed show. You're now listening to Minority Leader Kendra Brooke, Council Member at Large. And I wanted to ask you, when it comes down to the city of Philadelphia, one thing that we're pushing is a greener, safer Philadelphia. Our new council, I mean, I said a new council, I'm sorry, our new mayor, Mayor Parker, is definitely pushing as far as making sure that these green spaces and then affordable housing is also accessible to everyone, right? So as we talk about buying these things back from the city of Philadelphia, how can we make sure that there are programs, right, that are implemented in a way in which it's educated? I know you talked about education, but educate, being able to educate the people who have been doing this work for a long time in order to get the money in order to buy it back.
I think that's what Neighborhood Garden Trust, they actually do. They help educate the folks that are running these community gardens and sometimes are able to make those connections through education programs in the city or just with the neighborhood. A lot of these community gardens actually belong to the community. So the people who, garden there or entertain there all live within 2 to 3 block radius. So it's a way to bring neighbors together. And then as our community continues to change and shift, I've seen a lot of diversity happening in a lot of these community gardens. So some it's like a lot of seniors, there's some folks, newcomers to the neighborhood, growing different types of food from different parts of the world based on nationality. And this is the makings of real community. These are the things that food is like a common denominator amongst culture. And I think I've seen it happen in community gardens. And I think we as a city just have to commit, continue to invest in small programs that bring communities and neighbors together. And that's why I'm so passionate about community gardens, because I've seen it in action.
I love that. Thank you again for making time. How can the people find you? Stay locked, social media, website, all that good stuff.
Okay, so you can find me on Council Member Kendra Brooks, PHL. I think that's on Instagram and Facebook.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much for joining us here on EcoWork. Peace.
All right.